Growth Requires Change. A Compilation.
We know that change is inevitable. We also know that change in the Christian life is desirable. In fact, it is God's plan for us. He makes all things new, and the old is dispensed with. We want to become more like Christ. We want to change. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, "Inwardly we are being renewed day by day." When we submit to God, good change happens. So how do we overcome our resistance to change? We can lessen our resistance to change by keeping a divine perspective on life. God's work of renewal in us is compared to that of a refiner's fire and to a gardener's pruning shears. If we trust that God is at work through changes and that His desire is to sanctify us, then we may more willingly submit. This perspective is what brought Job peace in Job 23:10. We recognize the work of the refiner's fire or the gardener's shears. We can usually identify the character traits God is building in us or winnowing out of us. And there are times when we feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit and work with God to make changes in ourselves. As we yield to the Spirit, we will begin to overcome our natural resistance to change. But what about the undesirable changes? We have no control over them. It is in these times that Romans 8:28 becomes a firm foundation. We know that God is working all things according to His purpose, and we know that His purpose is always good. So we can trust that He is using even undesirable changes for our benefit. Growth requires change. So when change occurs, just consider it to be a season of growth. When our human nature protests the change and begs to resist, remember that God has not changed. He is up to something good. GodQuestions.org Resistance to change. Perspective is key. Change is inevitable in nearly every aspect of our lives. Physically as we age, relationally with others, financially, emotionally, and even spiritually. If you struggle with resistance to change, you can work to understand that change can be God's way of making you more like Him. Even in difficult changes, and changes we would never have anticipated or desired, we can trust that God is working to fulfill His good purposes. We don't necessarily have to enjoy the process, but we can choose not to resist the work He may be doing in our hearts through whatever circumstance we find ourselves in. In the midst of change, pray and ask God to give you wisdom and understanding. Listen for His response. Read the Psalms. They reflect nearly every emotion a human can experience. We too can express all of our emotion to God, including our distaste for change. And, as we see reflected in the Psalms, we can also remind ourselves of God's faithful character and give Him thanks in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 tells us to rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It is comforting to remember that God does not change. No matter what changes our lives bring, we can be assured that our God is unchanging, eternally faithful, good, and loving. But becoming like Him requires that you change. So rather than resist, try to rest in His firm hands and allow Him to mold you into His image. CompellingTruth.org Through the Fog. Changes are awfully unsettling for me. I like my little nest, where everything is just so, and nothing jostles me too much. I like my routines and schedules, the comfort of knowing what's going on, both immediately and in the future. All that was thrown up in the air when my husband and I found ourselves moving away from family and friends. We knew where we were going, but beyond that, the future was a big blank. And that was scary. Maybe you've experienced something similar. Maybe everything you've known has been thrown up in the air and you're floundering, trying to find your footing. If you're going through something like that, I do sympathize. Change is exciting sometimes, but mostly it's really tough. It's tough leaving behind stuff you know and love, and it's scary looking forward and not knowing what's ahead. That's the position I was in as we drove away from what had been home for 8 years. Our trip took us through mountain roads at night, and as we drove, thick fog set in. There were no lights near the road, no houses either, just our headlights against the dark road shrouded in fog. I squinted into the fog, leaning forward against my seatbelt, trying to see where we were going. I couldn't see a thing, and I got more and more worried that we were going the wrong way. As I said, I don't like uncertainty. Of course, my imagination went hyperactive, creating all kinds of awful scenarios. Finally, I quit trying to see through the fog and settled back in my seat. I looked over at my husband, and he was confidently driving on, not worried about the fog, but just slowly following the road that he could see. I felt Jesus nudge me as I heard his familiar voice in my heart say, "I'm your driver, you know. You're struggling to plan for your future, to organize everything just so. But right now, I've put you in the fog. I told you to go, but all you can see is the little bit of road ahead of you. I know this makes you worry, but just relax. Sit back and let me do the driving." I did just that. I sat back and I trusted. We got safely through the fog and back onto clear roads again. I thought about it all as we drove on. My life was exactly like that dark and clouded road. Try as I might, I couldn't see what was ahead for my husband and me. No road lights were around, in the form of our family or friends, to help guide our way or to give their advice. All I could see was the light ahead of me, illuminating one little patch of the way at a time. But I can trust in my driver. He's got a perfect driving record, and he's always gotten me safely to my destination. And though sometimes I think we're lost, he always knows exactly where we're headed. Do you remember how God led the children of Israel through the desert? They didn't have a map. They didn't have a compass. They didn't have an iPhone with built-in GPS telling them when to turn. All they knew was that they were supposed to leave Egypt. God said, "Go," and off they went. As they obeyed and followed him, he took care of them. When they ran into a dead end at the Red Sea, he opened a road for them right through the water. When they ran out of food and got hungry, he sent them food straight from the sky. When they were thirsty, he poured water out of a dry rock. When they didn't know which way to go, he put a cloud right in front of them to lead the way. Yet, even after all that, they still doubted God. They still complained and didn't trust him to take care of them. I never understood why. It was obvious that God had been with them all along. Why would they question his abundance and care after he had shown them again and again what he was capable of? But then, I end up doing the same thing. God has never failed me, and yet I still end up fretting when things aren't clearly mapped out ahead. Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. That means that even if everything's dark ahead, if you feel like you're in a fog and you don't know which way to go, if you acknowledge or turn to the Lord, he'll guide your paths, He'll keep you on the right track and bring you through to your personal promised land. The future still isn't totally clear, and I know it may never be. I'm not sure how everything is going to turn out in the end, but that's okay. I know who is in control, and I know his plan is perfect. So, if you're anything like me, a little lost and freaking out because you don't know what's ahead, settle down and remember who is in the driver's seat. You may not be able to see the road through the fog, but he can, and he'll bring you safely through to your destination. Marie's story. An open road. There is an open road ahead of you, all the way to heaven. I am your traveling companion, and I know every twist and turn of your path. You see problems and limitations impeding your progress, no matter which direction you look. But your vision is ever so limited. All I ask of you is to take the next small step, refusing to give up, refusing to stop trusting me. Your life is truly a faith walk, and I am absolutely faithful. Though your understanding will fail you, I never will. The challenge before you is to stop focusing on your problems and limitations, and to believe that the way ahead really is an open road, in spite of how it looks. I am the way to the Father in heaven. Remember how much I had to suffer in order to open up the path of life for you. No one else will ever have to endure what I went through. When you are struggling, simply take the next step and thank me for clearing the way before you, all the way to heaven. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.